Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Cambo Campbell.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Nothing like hearing the intro twice.
Yes, yes. We still haven't nailed the setup of this podcast.
Yeah.
After 20 weeks or whatever it's been.
Yeah. Episode 20. That's a milestone, right?
Yeah. Well, I remember when we started, you said that you've noticed that most podcasts go to about 20.
And then now it's like 25. We still need... Don't jinx this, okay? About 25.
Okay.
So if we hit 30, then we can quit.
Yes.
So anyway, what's been going on in your week?
I'll tell you what I did this week. I went to... It's almost the start of the international Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to a... I went to one of the Raw Comedy nights where people get up for the first time and they perform comedy.
Ah, so you like boo and,
well,
you know, tell
let
them.
Let me tell you.
Oh, God.
I didn't boo. I wouldn't do that. But there is nothing worse than when someone gets up full of confidence and nobody laughs.
Oh, no.
We went to see someone that I knew, like a friend of a friend. And they were really good, and there's a lot of really good people there.
Yeah.
But there was a couple of people that obviously have been told by all their mates that, oh, you're so funny,
get up.
Oh, it's...
It's just their friends going, oh, this will be funny.
And
let's tell them to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty... that's rough. So is the stand-up just stand-up comedy?
Everyone gets 5 minutes and you go up.
Okay, right, yeah. Because that's the toughest type of comedy as well.
Yeah.
You know, just like direct stand-up, telling jokes to people. That's freaking hard to do.
And
have a lot of respect for people.
I found that when I was watching them, I was writing punchlines to their jokes before they would say the joke, but then they wouldn't go with the one I thought. So one guy goes... he's like, I just got back from something called Rainbow Serpent, which is a big kind of drug fueled festival up in the middle of nowhere. Mm. And he goes, you know, I thought I'd find myself there, and I did find myself there. And in my head, I'm like, found myself face down in a puddle or something like that.
Would
be a funny joke.
Yeah.
He goes, but what I also found is I can be pretty crazy. I'm like, no, that's not a joke.
What?
It's not the end of that punchline.
That is not a punchline at all.
No.
That's terrible.
He then went on to, his whole set was about how many drugs he took at Rainbow Serpent.
Okay.
And his friends were laughing at the back, but, I don't know.
Because they were there.
Point is, there was a lot of really good comedians there as well.
They're like, oh my God, he is crazy. this guy's hilarious. Yeah, it'd be really awkward, right? Because you're those friends too. You're kind of like, yep, we have to laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we encouraged him.
Yeah. And there was also like, there was one guy got up and he was kind of really cynical and it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I reckon he should have gone a little further
because
he's talking about people that are upset when they got nothing to be upset about. And he's like, oh, I hate people that are upset about traffic. You know, what's the point? Like, no, go further. Just keep ranting about traffic. I think it would be funny.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought that would go further.
Yeah, like, there's something there in the, like, I hate people that get annoyed at peak hour traffic. What did you expect would happen? You know, you keep going with the whole thing.
Something.
Yeah,
exactly. Like,
people on the road at 5 o'clock, what are they doing?
Yeah, like, context is great. That's a hilarious idea, but just keep going.
So there's some really good comedians, but... it gets kind of awkward. Honestly, it gets kind
of
awkward.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. Well, one of our good friends is, you would say it's like in amateur comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really watched any like amateur comedy.
Yeah.
You know, until I sort of saw this guy's plays, done a few plays and stuff, and then some... and then so I'd watch a few other people and I have so much more of an appreciation for it now.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean amateur comedy in the sense that they haven't had, they're not like famous or wildly popular. They still can be just as funny as...
And you have to kind of charm people over because they don't know you already.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I am being slightly critical, but I've never done it. Like, I'm too scared.
Yeah. Well, I'd just be worried that I'd be too good.
Yeah.
Because
that's the problem, isn't it?
That can really set some people off, you know, be like, oh, well, this guy's just topped it.
Yeah.
Everybody out. That's it. Highlight of the night, done. Of our lives, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I don't know, but I'm just saying, I think that's what would happen.
It's most definitely what would happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, there were some really good comedians. I met a guy that has a podcast also. It's on some community radio. He was really funny, and his podcast has been really good.
And don't mention the name, though.
No, I don't remember the name. Oh, but it was good. Great.
It was called Reddit on Reddit.
Yes.
Tell your friends. Actually, if they're listening now, then I guess. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Tell them anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. It's mainly the point that we want to get to. So anyway.
How was your week, Nels?
My week. Well, let me tell you. A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned on the podcast how you won $10,000.
Yeah.
In a short film.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say, I doubled more so than your winnings.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. You'd be like, wow, that's now, amazing. How did you do that?
But Nelson, how did you pull off that achievement?
Well, first what I did is I got a job about 9 years and 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And I worked my job sort of relatively hard. But let's be honest, I wasn't the perfect employee. And then I moved to a division that is in arcade games, which isn't a great industry. You know, it's not booming as such. People aren't popping in quarters to play Pac-Man. No, let's just say that. And then I got made redundant.
Yeah.
So if you want to earn a decent amount of money, you could do that.
Yeah.
Put in the effort, get made redundant.
And then they have to pay you out.
Yeah, they have to pay me out. I got a severance. Pretty damn sweet. Unemployed, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. But here's the thing is, I'm sure that people would think, since we do a podcast about the internet, we're already unemployed.
Yeah.
So it might shock people to know.
It's true. People are like, what?
Yeah.
You got a job? Wow. Well, you know, now I'm just now settling. You know,
are the stereotype that people assume.
I'm the stereotype. You know what? If anything, you're letting this podcast down.
That's true.
Still got a job.
Hey, I do my job half-assed like any good podcaster.
Okay. I'll accept it.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. But yeah, it's kind of a bit weird. Came out of sort of nowhere. I'm thinking about retiring.
Yeah, well, get to 25 and then we'll retire this podcast as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's pretty much what I do. Just being made redundant from the podcast as well.
All we work on, how do podcasts get those sponsors? How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're a sponsor, write in.
Or maybe we'll start charging listeners. In fact, if you're listening to this right now, you've just spent $4. I don't know how it happened. You might not even have your credit card attached to whatever you're listening this through, but we've got it.
Can you imagine how fast the listenership would just decline
yeah.
if we charge any amount of money for
this? Wow, this is so mediocre. It's not even worth the $4.
No.
Oh, well, you know, I'm in need of money here,
yeah,
guys.
So that's a rough week for you, Nels.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Do you think our listeners appreciate how just open and honest we are about everything? I hope they do.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Let me tell you, if I got a rash in a unsightly place, I would let these guys know.
Exactly.
And get their opinions,
hey,
obviously.
If we commit a crime, you're incriminated.
Yeah, that's right. We'll let you know. do you know one thing I was disappointed with is because last week or the week before when it was the Australia Day public holiday, I said some guy gave me a lot of advice unnecessarily.
Yeah, the life advice guy.
Yeah, the life advice guy. And we went to an engagement party just yesterday and he was there, but I didn't mention the redundancy thing to him. I'm thinking I just should have gone in and be like, hey, buddy, what do I do?
Yeah.
Tell me and I will do it because... You know what I need to do.
You had this sorted last time I saw you.
Yeah. Sunday. Maybe I'll get back into contact with him. Anyway, let's move on to Reddit on Reddit.
Yes.
Camber, would you like to... You've got a Reddit on Reddit.
I do. So I changed things up a little bit and I was on Reddit.
I'm being made redundant from my duties of telling things.
Well, yeah, so I was on Reddit this week, and I found something, and I thought, this is good, I'm going to save this. So I did.
Okay.
And you're having a bit of a rough week, so this one is for you.
Okay.
Okay. That's and good. I found it on the subreddit, Not The Onion.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Okay. So fake news.
Yeah, yeah. Or just kind of like satirical news.
Yeah, yeah.
So credit the Reddit, this is by NinjaDrog09.
Okay.
And And this for you, because I'm thinking, you know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow,
right? Yeah, that's right.
So, with that, this is from menshealth.com, an article.
Okay.
Man creates Tinder-like dating app where he is the only guy available.
It's so good.
Yeah, so I looked into this, right? So I looked into it. It's called Shinder is the app. And it's by a guy called Shed Sevemore. And he's kind of like a comedian that does publicity stunts like this.
Yeah.
So he got it developed and created, and it's on the app, so you can download it. But he is the only guy on the app, and he's the only one that you can swipe. And he's doing it so he can find a Valentine's date.
Wouldn't it be really annoying if he just didn't get any swipes?
Well, I read it. Apparently, he has about 100 matches so far.
Well, it's because you'd go to swipe no, and then it would just pop up with his face again. You'd be like, oh, this is bugged. I guess he's the only one. Okay.
That's a brilliant bit of game he's got there.
Yeah, I love that. That is so good, actually.
So I looked into this guy as well, and he does things like this a fair bit. A couple of years ago, he put out a book called What Every Man Thinks About Apart From Sex. And this book is 200 pages of blankness. Just 200 blank pages. Start to finish. And that's his book.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, I thought that was kind of brilliant.
True, I do always think about sex.
Yeah.
Why 200 pages there?
But, yeah, I thought that was a kind of a brilliant move.
That is so good. That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
I see, I'm going about this the wrong way. Getting a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nice missus.
Well, it shouldn't be hard now that you don't have a job.
Oh, yeah. Girls love that. Hey, I'm unemployed. And I'm about to move back home with my parents.
And I'm on a podcast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Is it successful? No.
Oh, yeah. I online game.
That's right. I am pretty much the biggest catch.
Hey, if I can get a girl, you can get a girl. I think
No, you took the one girl. Yeah. We're so similar. There was like one
to meet her first.
Yeah, exactly. Like, goddamn. Now, I think, I'm just going about the wrong way. I should stop trying to compete against other guys.
And just make a dating app where you are the only choice.
Well, I was thinking kidnapping.
Oh,
actually.
Well, you know.
You know. And there's no choice.
In a way, this is kind of a digital kidnap, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's him again. Oh, it's him.
Yeah, I know. That's true. All right. Maybe I'll do that. See how that goes.
And as guys that have kind of... We've thought about apps before.
Yeah.
But this guy, yeah, I think he bloody takes the cake,
He's topped it. He's topped it.
He has.
Although iPonder was going to be revolutionary.
That's true. Our app, iPonder.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I think we have. Which is weird because it's a terrible app. I mean, terribly good.
Just go back to insert episode title here. And we talk about it in that episode.
Yep. We'll edit that in.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is something I read on Reddit.
Okay.
Let's get back to our normal thing.
That was terrible.
Ugh, I felt dirty. Okay. This is by The Stabbing Hobo. I like sometimes just surprising you with the names.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they?
Like, I'm pretty sure Kemba's gonna like this one. It's good.
I think my favorite, was his name was Literally Cheese. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. That's funny. Okay. The Stabbing Hobo. This was a photo of a gravestone, and it said, to our mother, Mona Harold Vanny, you spent all your life expressing animosity for nearly every person you encountered, including your children. Within hours of his death, you even managed to declare your husband of 57 years unsuited to being either a spouse or a father. Hopefully, you are now insulated from all the dissatisfaction you found in human relationships, Buddy, Jackie, and Mike.
Wow.
You have to be a pretty bad person for that to happen.
It's funny that, on the subject of like families that kind of don't really mourn the passing of a family member.
Yeah.
I read just today. It was like a clickbait title, but it was a family's obituary in the paper for when their uncle had died, and their obituary was apparently evil can die.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. Oh my god. I just don't understand how, like, for one, people can just be so innately mean their entire life. Like, I find that so hard to comprehend.
I also slightly applaud these people because I hate the idea that everyone's a saint once they die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't say, like, oh, let's hope you now find peace and stuff. It's like, no, like, you're pretty a bitch. Horrible. Yeah, I think, like, that's the thing. And it actually reminded me, right? So, there is sort of something similar. I'm just going to say it anyway. One of my mother's stepmother.
Yeah.
She obviously married my, like, grandfather. Oh, yep. No. And I didn't really know him for my entire life because this lady was such a, like, really controlling, crazy, like, bitch. She just made up stories about all these, like, horrible things that just hadn't happened. Just kind of, like, always talking about other people behind their back.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never really got to know my grandfather, like my mother's dad, for most of my life until he was so ill, like he was basically going to die soon. So I only got to know him for maybe like a month before he passed away. And during that time, I got to know, because since then, I didn't even know the stepmother. And I just like learned all these things about it. One of the things I remember is afterwards, after the funeral of my grandfather, this lady, she was there. Everybody was there as like the coffin was being lowered into the grave.
Sure.
And, you know, she was like crying and all that stuff, which honestly, I know it sounds bad, seemed a little put on. Uh-huh. Just kind of like, again, it's just like this weird attention thing, you know. And then afterwards, she said, oh my God, I can't believe I wasn't even there when they were putting the grave down into the coffin into the grave, you know, like, these people are so bad. And like tried to then like get money back from the funeral because, you know, this happened to her and was like on the phone to them complaining all the time and all that. And like, we all know that she was there and it was just so stupid, but she's just so messed up in the head that like, that's what it's about. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if she's alive today. Because after that happened, we essentially had no ties with her. Wow. And, like, my mum does have sort of, like, step-siblings. Mm-hmm. And which we maybe occasionally see once every, like, 2 years or something. Yeah. Or, like, hear about even. I don't probably see them. But, it's just, like, I don't know. She's probably dead now. I have no idea.
Yeah, and this is Reddit on Reddit, a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Part comedy, part therapy.
Such antics. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm like, for those who can't see, I'm very lying down, have a small pillow behind me on a couch.
That's a really sad story.
Yeah. It's kind of a bit, it's a bit sad now that I think about it.
I guess now it's time for
Today I Learned.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned. Okay, Today I Learned. Funny stuff going on.
For those who don't know, we took a half hour break. And we had a good old cry. But we're back now. Whackity-doo-dah.
Nothing like a great cry. Okay.
What did you learn today, Nels?
What I learned today was... this is by... credit the Reddit, Powder Keg Diplomacy. Poole Lim survived 133 days adrift in the Pacific Ocean on an 8-foot square wooden raft. When rescued, he was told no one had ever survived longer on a raft at sea. He simply replied, I hope no one will ever have to break that record.
Yeah, nice. That's a very witty thing to say when you've been starving for 133 days.
Well,
like, wouldn't it be, feed me?
Yeah. Why are you telling me this? Why did you have time to like Google how long it had been? Your Stop first
researching
question.
This fact. I'm so hungry.
Your first question was, how long have you been out there?
I don't care. Long enough to be really hungry.
Why are we having this?
I reckon that was like 3 weeks later.
It probably was. Yeah. It probably was. But it is a funny idea that it happens straight away.
Before we pull you in, fun fact.
Yeah.
133 days is actually the longest anyone's ever survived from sea. I hope no one ever has to repeat this record. What? I said I hope no one... Just feed me!
I really like the idea that he has to repeat himself. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Reddit original sketch.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. But yeah, I mean, I was just also super amazed.
Yeah.
It's seriously, how do you last that long? 133 days, like, on just nothing. So presumably, I guess, I mean, again, probably could have clicked on the article. Whatever. You're listening to the wrong podcast.
It was just him and a square raft and a big case full of food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, could have been something like that. I have no idea.
A survival kit, a fishing rod, and a first aid kit.
Yeah, I don't know. But let's just presume here because we can.
Yeah.
Probably didn't have much to. You'd have to catch fish. Obviously. Yeah. You got to do that, right?
Yeah.
It's the only way to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he had some resources from like an island.
Yeah.
So he's stranded, made a raft, got off there, had some like stuff with him. That's not going to last you 133 days.
No.
You could stack that up as high as possible with, you know, reserves. That is just so impossible. So you'd think that he'd have to like maybe have a spear and then go spear fishing in the friggin' ocean.
Mm.
That is so crazy. I can't believe that. And
he must be eating every like few days. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Like if you'd probably be lucky
6 days.
Exactly. To like catch one fish, let alone enough for like, you know, a few days. That's so, oh my God. I was really impressed.
If like, you know, day 120, you finally catch the fish, like, oh, I don't like seafood.
Yeah.
Is there any chickens in the ocean? Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
That's a girl, a tuna.
I'll throw that one back. I prefer trout. Trout in the Pacific Ocean? I don't know much about fish. But anyway, I thought that was great.
Yeah,
good survival abilities, buddy. Pull limb. Do you know what would be funny, though? If somebody did just try to break that record, just went like
just
a really
gotta get to
arrogant person. Exactly, yeah. Because you definitely wouldn't go any further than that, would you?
No.
Yeah, screw that.
Not a second longer. Just to the hour, you'd see how long he lasted and just last 1 hour more.
Yeah, exactly. But what do you do on that? I don't know what you would do on there.
Nothing. You can't watch Netflix, can you? What'd you do for that one? I smashed through Daredevil, actually. Yeah. That's a good show.
Yeah. It's the only one I had, though, so I just watched it on repeat.
Season 2 dips a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But when you're bored, and you're that bored, and you're starving to death, it's not bad.
I did write a fan screenplay afterwards, though, so I've got 17 more seasons listed down. Could do that.
Maybe. In this one, Daredevil also gets stuck on a raft for 133 days.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
They say write about what you know.
Yeah. How would you spend your time? If you just generically, right? Probably, you don't have to be on a raft in the middle of nowhere. If you were just stuck in a confined space with nothing.
Well, it's different because if you're on a raft and the sun is like belting down, you'd probably just pass out most of the time. Honestly,
that's true.
You'd get like sunstroke and you wouldn't really be conscious for
again,
much.
Again, I did sort of imagine that he might have had some sort of like cover.
Even so, though, if you're outside constantly and it's like it's hot and it's you'd probably sleep a lot of it.
But isn't that how Superman came? Superman, I think, just a lot of exposure to sunlight.
No, that's the story.
Yeah.
Something about a planet or something, I don't know. But then he just got a lot of sun.
Yeah, got a lot of sun. That was the main thing. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. Like, you would obviously try to mentally entertain yourself.
Like, learn card tricks or something.
I would just, like, try and, I don't know, remember things or something. Mm-hmm. Just, like, trying to remember the words to a song or,
yeah,
you know, maybe that's it. Just like sing myself into insanity. Anyway, what would you do? Write in.
Yeah, that's true. I'm right in.
All right, I have another one. This is by Reasonable Analogy. Today I learnt, on June 28th, 2009, Stephen Hawking held a party open to all, complete with hors d'oeuvres and iced champagne, but only publicised the party after it was over, so that only time travellers would know to attend. As expected, nobody showed up to the party.
I have heard this before. That's him being a real smartass, isn't it?
Well, I think he's a bit full of himself, to be honest. Let me just point out the flaws with this.
Yeah.
One, I don't think people like you that much, buddy. Okay? I might not want to come to your party. All right? Yeah, I'm a time traveler. Sure, I could prove it. I could come to your party and be like, yeah, what up? Yeah, I'm from the future.
But you're being such a tit about it.
Exactly. You're being so smug, like, I bet no one will show up. And then, nobody did. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. I don't need to prove myself to you. You can go to hell, Stephen Hawking. Oh, man, I feel bad for saying that. Yeah, you're a great guy.
He does not have long.
Yeah. No, but the other thing is, you would have to presume that people know that he did that. Like, time travel might not exist for another million years.
But it doesn't matter when time travel...
No, but the point is, you need to know about the party.
It's not a relevant
event. If people just
forget
that this, you know, happened, then there's like, you could imagine most things in our time, a million years from now, will just be completely forgotten.
So
you can't prove that time travel doesn't exist because people didn't go to his fucking party. Just seems like, what if the time travelers are only French speaking?
And they're like, you know what he should have done?
Try to read the invitation. I don't know where to go.
You know what he should have done is have an absolute rager that was so big that it goes down in history.
Yeah.
And then the time travelers would come.
That's my point.
If I was
offered was hors d'oeuvres and iced champagne.
If I was a time traveler, like, and I was one of these French time travelers that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, there's a party that no one went to. I'm not going to go. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. Why would you
want
to go?
But if they said, you know, there was like cocaine for days.
Exactly. Yeah. It was like, you know, bigger than Woodstock or something like that. That's the party I'd like to go to. Because if you're a time traveler, you could go to Woodstock. Literally, it has to be better.
Do you want to go to Woodstock, that music festival that was amazing?
Yeah.
Or this party that no one went to with some hors d'oeuvres?
This posh English guy. Yeah. Oh,
man. Sorry, I wasn't listening because I was too busy time traveling to Woodstock.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Somebody needs to tell Steve. I know he's a very smart guy, but I just don't think he thought about this reasoning. Okay,
all right. Steve, if you're listening,
and you are,
have a massive, massive party.
Invite
Nelson.
Nelson. Yeah.
Nelson's got plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. I am free all the time. But if you could also pay for us to get over there.
We'll do a live podcast, have a massive party, and then all the time travelers.
We'll invite all our listeners.
Have it,
That should boost the numbers.
Have it big enough
that
in a million years' time, people are like, you remember that party that guy had?
Yeah.
And then all the time travelers would come. Exactly. We've solved your problem.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Just can't believe this. I'm smarter than Stephen Hawking. That's what I'm thinking right now. You can talk about your black holes and time travel and stuff like that, but I know what's what.
We know what a good party is.
Yeah, exactly. So funny. Okay. Well, now we can move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
All right, shower thoughts. This is by Dota 2 Trade Account.
Is that you?
I feel like that's no. I feel like he has another purpose for this name. Okay, he said, if I had started playing guitar the first time, let me do that again.
We can edit this out, right?
Yeah, sure. If I had started playing guitar the first time I regretted not having played guitar, I would be really good at playing guitar by now. I was like,
that makes interesting kind of sense.
It's a good point. And I feel like there's some stuff in my life that, like, you know, I thought about in the same instance, like learning another language. Mm-hmm. Like
I've tried that so many times. So
I know, yeah. I've studied like Italian and stuff, and I'm like, if I just actually put in the effort to learning a language properly, then I would never have the instances in the future like, wish I had to learn a language.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that's all you need to do. Some commit, people.
Like we did to this podcast for at least 25 episodes.
For at least 25, maybe if you're lucky.
Maybe 30 and then we'll quit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. And because you think, like, I think of the things that I did learn that I didn't need to.
Yeah.
And then the things I didn't do that I probably should have.
I know.
Like, you've seen, I know card tricks.
Yeah.
Why didn't I learn French?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you look at the amount of hours I put into games in general, even just one game, let's take Dota 2, for example. Man, I've put so many hours into that game. If I translated that to actually learning a language or anything, like I've been trying to learn like website design, HTML programming, stuff like that. It's like if I put as much effort as I do into gaming, that I do that, I'd freaking know it already.
Yeah.
And because the game, Dota 2, that I play, it's actually quite like complex. You need to know a lot of stuff to like, you know, play it at the best sort of level you can. Useless information.
Yeah.
Useless. So much useless information. That's what I'd love to do, right? Just get rid of certain things in my head that I don't need anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that I'm addicted to my phone.
Yeah.
And I know that I am. And I'm now actively trying to be less so.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Because every time I'm bored for a second, I pull it out. I'm like, oh, I hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the thing I've been actively trying to do.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but it's I'm suck at it.
Like, yeah, it's too. Do you know what amazes me about that? Right, is phones in general. I think phones are such a phenomenon that is only fully comprehensible when you give the phone to a young child who doesn't understand anything about phones. They are so drawn to them because the phones are like sort of so responsive in a way. Even if kids, I'm talking about kids that literally, like my niece and nephew are just so interested. Like they'll always watch if a phone is out. They're always like drawn to it. If somebody's holding a phone, like they instantly go to it and they'll, you know, hit a bunch of buttons and like press stuff. And it's just so, I think that's what makes phones so amazing is that you've, like our inner child, you know, is just drawn to them, and that's what's like they're just that brilliant.
It's kind of scary,
which is scary, like, yeah.
that kids are just so drawn to them immediately,
yeah.
Like, what chance do they have?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, at least when we grew up, I think I got my first phone when I was about 13 or so, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's
so. For the first, you know, 13 years of my life, I couldn't care less about phones. I was running around, don't know, jumping in dirt or something, whatever I did as a kid.
Yeah.
Whatever dumb thing I was doing as a kid. But imagine from like day dot.
Yeah.
You were like screens everywhere, like iPad games and.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that stuff. I don't know. Is it. Maybe it's better.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Probably. Do you think it makes people smarter or dumber? Because I'm confused that some people can still be so ignorant when you can look anything up in your pocket.
Yeah.
Anything. Like, you shouldn't be wrong about anything.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because all you need to do is Google it.
Just Google it.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think, I guess it's just a fine line between maybe not. Because I feel like a lot of smarts. Mm-hmm. Comes from like logic in a way, which you learn, I think, from interaction with people.
Yeah.
Like you understand social etiquette and things like that from being more social, which obviously phones and stuff like that like don't allow you to be as social.
Yeah.
So then that means you can fail in certain other parts of the lab because, like, you know, getting a job or something like that, if you're not able to hold a conversation properly or something, then, you know, it's a negative. Mm. But on the flip side, there is just that such a source of information, and you can always be learning, essentially, you know, even if, and I know some people would disagree with me, but even if you're playing games, mm-hmm. I think there is a certain element of learning involved in there.
Of course.
And there have been studies, okay, so it's not just me, all right? That's why I play games.
Well, because I think the same thing
but
about...
But again, you can have too much of that, but yeah.
I think the same thing about filmmaking. Yeah. You can always be learning as you're filmmaking, and that's how I like to learn.
Yeah.
Like, you may notice, because you have me personally on Facebook, that I make films about things if I'm trying to understand them, because that helps me learn about them.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. But anyway, talking about Googling stuff, segue.
Oh, our first ever. What? How was it? Write in.
Yeah, we just ruined it. White Knight 69B. So, like, probably a 12-year-old. sorry if you're listening. I used to do that as well. It's just hilarious. Okay. You can usually tell how much internet experience someone has by the way they phrase their searches. It's such a good point.
Big time.
Although, okay, so I think it's good because definitely when I was young, it was like an art form to Googling, you know? You couldn't just say exactly what you wanted because that would be too easy.
Yeah.
you had to say very specific things, you know, like, I don't know. Say you wanted to, you heard some guy, his name is Ben. And he's like a singer. You'd be like, Ben, singer, Melbourne.
Yeah.
Maybe the venue you're at, you know, like multiple things. Generally, sometimes not even, like, not if you put stuff into sentence, wrong.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be putting stuff in sentence. For some reason, Google doesn't like it. But that would, like, get you the result. But now, with, like, Google's learning and like the cookies that it holds, so it has information about you and stuff.
Yeah.
You could probably just type in Ben and then it'll pop up with that singer because it'd be like, okay, we know you're in Melbourne. You were at this place like just recently. This is the only singer that, oh, you know, like there was an event there with a guy named Ben and it's like so easy now. It's actually kind of scary.
Yeah. Though I think there's another level to this, right? Like I think not only how people Google stuff, but this is what I witnessed a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this person isn't old. They're, I think, 32.
Okay.
And she was on an internet browser and she clicked the, where you type in the addresses and then search bar.
Yeah.
And she typed in Google.
Oh, yeah.
And then she searched
Actually, I
Google.
Think you mentioned this on the podcast. I have a feeling you did.
And I think that that's how, you know, like you don't search enough.
Yeah. Well, you don't understand technology.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe not that far, but like,
which baffled me because they're not. That's not an old person. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny. I always think of that sort of stuff as well. Like, a lady that I used to work with now. She was, you know, not terrible with technology, but I think it's a generational thing, right? Where, the older that you are, the more likely you are to use the mouse for everything, right? Like, she would do something, a message would pop up that she just needs to press OK or something. She, like, fiddles with the mouse, drags it all the way across the screen. I'm like, oh, you could just press enter, like, really quickly. Oh, you know, just, like, all these little things like that. I don't know why, but I reckon one time I was just over her shoulder watching her do something and I was like, oh, I could have done this in like 3 seconds and it took you 5 minutes.
Here's another one. And I don't know, it's the problem with never remembering what I say on this podcast is I don't know whether I've mentioned this, but you can tell someone's age bracket by how they take a photo on a phone. A young person, a phone up, thumb, right?
Yeah.
It's something about when you're old, it goes portrait mode.
Yeah.
And it goes, I'm gonna have to lean from the away from the microphone. But their head kind of goes back.
Yeah, yeah.
Big single finger hits the screen to take the photo. Kind of like that.
That's so true, actually. Yeah.
And the further back their head and the more they squint. It's like, you know, it's always a very deliberate tap on the screen.
I know.
Like, any of the buttons on the side will take that photo.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, but it becomes a two-handed job.
Yeah.
And you're really concentrating and you're pressing it right back and you hit it. But yeah. I think you can tell someone's age bracket by how they take a photo with a phone.
That's actually a very good point. And I, and for some reason, those photos will always come out blurry as well. I reckon I've seen my mum, like, my mum just takes a million, literally a million photos of, like, my niece and nephew. It's crazy. Those kids, it's going to be...
I'm scared people aren't going to understand what I did, so maybe we'll upload a photo of comparison between the two.
Okay, all right. Because
it was very hard to explain.
Good, yeah, okay, fair enough. Because there's people at home going, I don't know, I don't understand, show me something.
There's people half listening as they do their laundry or something.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I don't know. My mom always takes blurry photos. She can't help it. And I'll even see her take the photo and I'll be like, yeah, that looks fine. Mm. And as soon as she hits the button, then it comes out blurry. I was like, I don't even know. I just think technology doesn't like you. I don't know. It's like, you're not in the information age, like technology. So
my favorite one is the people that take a video as well.
Yeah. Well, with videos... I'm going to say, almost like the opposite from what you were saying before, you have older people that might take a video in a portrait mode. That is the worst. They take the photo in landscape, but they do videos in portrait. It's the, oh my God. Can people stop doing that? It's the worst.
Yeah, it's there is no reason you should ever film portrait mode.
Yeah.
Ever.
Never, ever.
And that is a public service announcement
yep.
from us at Reddit on Reddit.
Yep. You can tell your friends. Like, hey, didn't you get that public service announcement? Stop doing that. And then they'll be like, what service announcements? And then you plug the podcast. Okay? That's how this works.
You see someone filming portrait. You don't say a word. You go up to them and you turn their screen landscape. Then you go, Reddit on Reddit. And then you just walk away.
Just walk away. But then go back a little bit and say R-E-A-D-I-T.
Here's a link to their... that was very vague what I said just then.
I realize what I did. It was kind of for effect, but now I need to give you the accurate information. In fact, if you could create business cards for us, but for you, just to have on you, and hand them out as you see, Bill, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do another shower thought just because this one's hilarious. I don't even know if it's going to go anywhere.
Okay.
This is by Barney Sandler's 123.
Okay.
See you in court must sound a lot less threatening to judges who already spend all day in court. So dumb.
It's see like, you in court is one of those phrases, and there's a bunch of phrases and situations in my life that I hope to achieve. See you in court is one of them.
Yeah.
I'd love to say to someone, like, I want to pack up a briefcase, say, see you in court, and walk out.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Here's what I've always
you're probably in a really bad situation, though.
Yeah. But here's another one I've always dreamed about, and you can help me with this, because I'd need a second person.
Okay.
But it's to be in a meeting that doesn't go well, close my briefcase and say, you've wasted my time. And the time of my associate, and walk out.
Ah, okay, yeah, that's good. That's
I've always wanted to do that as like a dream thing.
Yeah,
like a dream situation in my life, because I'd walk out of the room and go, yes.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you could maybe even cover those off in the same day.
Well, that's probably what I'm thinking, because they're both very briefcase slamming.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And also in court, like after court, if you settle. Mm-hmm. Another one of my dreams could happen, which is I've always wanted someone to make an offer to me and slide it across the table.
Yeah.
And me to look at it and gingerly nod and then slide it back.
Oh, really? See, yeah. I thought you might want to go for the... Yeah, they go, no, and you scribble out their number. Mm-hmm. Or you add a zero.
Yeah.
That's probably the best one. Add a zero. At the end, don't do it.
I'd also be happy with for them to slide a briefcase full of money. Just open it and you look at it and you just close it and nod. You know, the classic, like, I trust you. I don't think it's all there.
Gamma, I think you want to deal drugs.
I think I do.
Yeah. That's how that happens. I've heard that's exactly how drug dealers get paid, in cases full of cash. It's how they track down the criminals. You find where the case was bought from and then, I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Now we can move on to Ask Reddit. Okay, this is by Didiums. If you were murdered, what would it be for?
Ooh.
It's toughy.
Yeah.
Could be murdered for a lot of things.
But that's true. I think that it's there must be something we've said on this podcast that's really, really, really pissed someone off.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Like, or they really wanted to fact check us because we've got something so wrong.
Yeah.
They can't, and it infuriates them so much.
That they just want to kill us.
They have to murder us.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good point with, we've surely infuriated any Trump supporters.
That's true, yeah.
They would probably, they seem like the crazy bunch. what are you going to do, kill me? I think in general, if I was to be murdered by somebody, mm-hmm. I would be super smug.
Yeah.
And that's why.
I think it's honestly my sarcasm that would get me murdered.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon I'd be faced with somebody with a gun,
mm-hmm.
and I'd just be like, ugh, whatever, buddy. Put it down. You're just being a show pony. And we didn't, okay, oh yeah, I'm really threatened. And at that point, which then would be awkward, my face would be stuck in it like, you know, doing a funny face. Yeah, it'd be awkward.
Yeah, my funeral. Because my sarcasm already gets me into trouble. Once again, I may have already told the story, but when my brother came back from his training in the army,
mm-hmm.
And he used to practice all these, you know, his moves on me.
Yeah.
And, well, like, he used to beat me up, right?
Yeah.
And then he'd give me a belting, and I'd get back to my feet, and I'd go, plenty more where that came from. and he'd just shake his head. He's like, why do you say these things? And he'd pommel me again, and, you know, I'd get back to my feet, and I'd wipe the blood off my lip and go, don't you forget it. And he's like, oh, my God. So it's my inability to not tell a joke.
Yeah.
I think will get me murdered one day.
I know. Yeah, exactly. That's very much the point. In fact, funny enough, on a similar story, when I was being told that we were being made redundant, so it was me and two others.
Yeah.
And across from us was like our boss and the lady from HR.
Yeah.
And so they're like, basically like, yep, you've been made redundant.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, you know, they spoke for a while.
Yeah.
And then I was like, can you be a reference? And then like, and I just couldn't help for the next, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes that we were in the room. I was like, I just couldn't help just occasionally cracking jokes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, it's such a, you know, so strange. The arcade game business was doing so well. I don't know. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, we're both that personality type where tension is cut as soon as you tell the joke.
Yeah.
So we always try and be the guys to do it, but it will definitely will get us murdered one day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even if not murdered in just very serious, awkward situations,
yes.
Like social situations.
Hey, and maybe one of our lovely listeners will be the one to murder us.
Hey, that'd be nice.
If you want to murder us, write in.
Yeah. And why?
Yeah.
I don't know. For the question, I mean. okay, I have another one here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a sort of dumb one first.
Okay.
I want to give you my theory on what happened here.
Right, okay.
Okay. This is from I Am Back.
Okay.
What can you catch but not throw? Right? But what he's saying, what the answer to that question
a cold.
Is a cold.
Yeah.
But this is what I think's happened.
Okay.
Somebody said to him, hey, what can you catch but not throw? He's like, I don't know, what is it? They're like, oh, I'm not telling you, it's a riddle, you gotta guess. And he's just gone through everything. A tennis ball. No, wait, you can still throw that.
A spiky ball.
Yeah, I guess you could.
But then catching it would hurt as well.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then, and so I think he's just gone to Reddit.
Yeah.
Just be like, somebody out there must know.
what's
and it
would
have been the first one. I am back.
I am back. If you're listening, because we do like to message people that we use.
Yeah.
Let us know if that is what happened.
Yeah.
We won't even reveal what you tell us. Yeah. We're just really interested.
We just want
to
know.
Did you not know the answer to the riddle? So you had to pose it.
Yeah.
Like as a, because that's a clever way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Just do all the stuff on there.
Yeah.
Maybe I should write a thread that says, hey, how do I get a job?
Hey, what would you do if you'd been made redundant after 9 years?
Yeah. That might work.
Yeah. Be very specific.
Yeah, exactly. And let's say you had these skill sets.
Yeah.
And then I leave it blank.
Yeah.
because I got nuts.
Yeah, but it's a good way to make yourself seem like superior, but also trying to find the answer. Like, hey, do any of you idiots know how many feet are in a mile? Yeah. And then you just look and see if anyone knows.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay. Good point. All right. I have another one.
Mm-hmm.
This is by Mr. Dino TK. You've just been locked up for murder.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we murdered somebody else who was being smug.
Yeah.
And we got sick of it. The main character from the last thing you watched is your attorney. What are your chances of being set free?
Good. This is very similar to my AMA question. We'll come back to something like this. But
okay, good.
In fact, it'll ruin the AMA question, but that's fine.
Because it's like the last character.
What's the last thing you watched on Netflix?
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Because the last thing I watched was Back to the Future 2.
Okay.
So if Doc Brown was my lawyer, I'm just getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. It says main character. Is that Marty McFly?
I guess.
Because he's just kind of pathetic. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, that's true. He would just get Doc. You'd just get Back to the Future.
And the good thing about having seen Back to the Future 2 and not 3 is the DeLorean is not yet destroyed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good.
And it flies.
Good. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, you could not only get out of murder, but like charge people for that'd be like really expensive Uber lifts.
That's true.
People be like, hey, I want to fly. That'd be cool. I'd pay more for that.
Yeah, but I think it would get me because I could just go back in time to when I didn't do the murder
And remove all the evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
Because obviously you still want to kill the person.
Commit it better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I like the fact that you go back to your past self and you're like, no, see, this blood splatter over here. That's what,
how they got you.
Why did you have to touch the wall? All right, let's get some vinegar. Anyway.
What about you?
Oh, yeah. Me. Yeah, forget. Forget about me. Actually, I'm pretty sure the last thing I watch a lot of Twitch, which is like gaming stuff. Yeah. So, but I'm pretty sure the last TV show I watched was Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So I think it'd be funny if Jerry Seinfeld was my attorney because he'd be like, "What's the deal with murder?"
But if you remember, do you remember how Seinfeld ends?
I can't remember. Actually.
It ends with them in court.
Yeah.
And I think Jerry defends himself. Court. And he goes to prison.
Right.
So I don't think you would get off.
Yeah, that's true. Nah, bloody Jerry Seinfeld.
But like, because if you're Jerry, like imagine this, you're in court and you're Jerry doing your defense.
Yeah.
And in the background, you go,
oh, what's the deal?
I mean, what's the deal? He didn't really even murder him.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole audience are like,
I know.
Let him go.
See, that's what I think would happen.
Yeah.
He'd just be charming and so funny. He'd be like, you know what? What is the deal with murder? I don't know. This is crazy. Anyway, I think it'd be good. Pretty good to attorney. I wish I had watched Daredevil.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
That'd be an easy one.
Or like Suits.
Or Suits.
Yeah, Boston Legal. Any of these shows would have been good.
I know, exactly. Now, I reckon Harvey from Suits would just kind of be... He's a bit smug. He's smug.
Like sleep with your girlfriend or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. Well, lucky I don't have one, so that's fine. Okay. Oh, yeah, that was it. That was our last Ask. So now we can move on to Ask Me Anything.
Hey. Now, so I got a good one for you.
Okay.
All right.
This is going to be a surprise.
This is from Michelle. She wants to know if she were to look in your Netflix queue, what's the last thing you watched, Nelson? I'm gonna change it. What's the second last thing you watched?
Shit. Well, actually, Seinfeld was Stan. It wasn't Netflix. Man, like I said, I barely watch TV anymore. It would probably be. Oh, I think it was Narcos.
Ah.
Yeah, nice. I'm pretty sure that was the last
Pablo Escobar, all up in you.
Yeah, that was a really crazy story. And I really love the way they, it looks as though they're progressing the series to just other drug lords, or kind of carrying on that time period.
Right.
This is how it seemed like it ended anyway.
This is a weird, kind of tangential thing, because the second last thing I watched was actually Entourage, which...
Oh, yeah.
isn't a good show.
Yeah.
And I used to love it when I was like, you know, 16 or whatever.
When we lived together, we used to watch it all the time. Yeah.
And watching it now, I realize that it's very, like, the conflict in the episode I just watched last week was, will Turtle get these shoes?
Yeah.
And then in the end, he does get the shoes and they're $20,000.
Yeah.
That's the conflict for the episode. But I'm up to the section of Entourage where they're making the movie about Pablo Escobar.
That's it. Medellin. I remember you telling me once.
Yeah.
The main floor with Entourage is just literally like, there's a set formula. It's like, oh my god, there's a problem. Yeah. Oh, there's another problem. Oh, it's fixed.
Yeah.
Every episode just gets resolved. Yeah. Every single episode. Yeah. Which is so funny, and I never really thought about it until you told me, and I was like, oh my god, there's like no, even the series, well, I think the Medellin series, it's like, everything just sort of seems to...
It just works out.
Just work out, you know?
There's one episode where this is a big conflict again, how will they get to France?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you remember, at the end of the episode, out of nowhere, Kanye West shows up and says, I've got a private jet, let's all go to France. And you go, what? That wasn't signposted.
No, I think it ends up being, oh my god, it's Kanye.
Yeah, yeah.
I've ignored the rest of this episode.
Like, we are fans of Doctor Who, so we don't mind things being explained away in a sentence, which happens all the time in Doctor Who. You're like, exactly. Well, this doesn't make any sense. And someone will say some expository dialogue that's like, shut up, idiots, don't think about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
But Entourage take it to the next level with like, celebrity, don't worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Also, you brought up Doctor Who, so I'm just going to have to say, for all the Doctor Who fans, Peter Capaldi, the most recent Doctor, quit. He left. Mm-hmm. Good. I hated him. I didn't like him. He was no Matt Smith. He was no...
David Tennant.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I didn't hate him, but I stopped watching his things.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. He just wasn't that, like, witty, charming doctor that...
Yeah, it's kind of the older-fashioned, grumpier doctor. But the thing about old Doctor Who, and this might alienate some Doctor Who fans that listen...
Probably even me.
They're shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I've tried to watch them. They're quite bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's so tough. Anyway, just that people might want
some breaking Doctor Who news that happened, I think, 4 weeks ago.
I want to know who the new Doctor is going to be.
Could be a girl. Well, yeah, what do you think of the Doctor should be a woman next?
Yeah, well, I think
largely it doesn't matter. Yeah. Just make it whoever is best.
Yeah, that's right.
If you make it a woman for the sake of trying to be... progressive, it might actually harm the show. But if that person is the best, then good.
And I think that's the if you do choose a woman, the problem is that you will undoubtedly have to explain it, and it will be one of those sentences that they just throw away.
Yeah.
But you just don't want it to be like the focus of that season, you know?
Yeah.
Like if they do it like that, it's going to suck as well. You know, it just needs to be a throwaway line that's like, hey, I'm a girl. And then it just moves on.
Because they have done it recently in the Peter Capaldi things. Mm. The main villain was the Master, who has traditionally always been a guy. But she was a girl.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So you can do it.
Yeah.
But don't just do it to do it.
Yeah.
Do it because it makes sense in some way.
Do you know who I want to be the Doctor?
Who?
Is... Who is his most... the companion of his? Chick. Something. Oh, crap. I can't remember her name.
Clara?
Clara! I want to be Clara, which I know makes no sense, but she's super attractive.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? Yeah.
I just want to see more of her.
There is everyone's pick to be the Doctor is Rupert Grint, who played Ron in all the... Harry Potter movies?
Oh, really?
Because there's an ongoing joke that every time he regenerates, he checks that he's not ginger.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So people say that Rupert Grint, he's charming and British and he could do it. But also, it'd be funny because he'd finally be a ginger.
That'd be really good.
Baby steps, woman later.
Yeah, exactly. Ginger first. Yeah. Then women. And then a woman ginger. Anyway, that was a big rant. Doctor Who.
I am so sorry if you are not interested in Doctor Who.
So funny. I'm almost so certain that like none of our listeners are interested in Doctor Who. I'm willing to put money on none of our listeners.
Maybe we'll timestamp in the comments, like, where to skip to get past our weird Doctor Who. Because we're going to have to include this bit as well. Yeah. Our Doctor Who rant.
Yeah, that's right.
We're sorry about that.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry. Get on to Doctor Who. How about that? How about just do that? It's on Netflix. Okay.
He'd be a good lawyer.
I have a... Oh, yeah, he'd be good. Yeah. Okay. This AMA is by Vin.
Mm.
Okay. He says, "Hi, guys. Hoping you guys can help me out. I know that Valentine's Day is tomorrow, but what should I get for my wife?" Mm. Regards, Vin. And Vin, can I tell you, you have come to the right place.
Well, have you ever?
Because if there's one thing we know, it's your wife.
Yep.
Oh boy. Anyway, I don't really.
Look, obviously the greatest present is you could introduce her to this podcast.
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
That's
obviously. And hey,
tell her there's a subscription though. Fee.
$4.
If you could. $4 an episode. But tell her it's worth it.
We can even do a special message for her.
Okay.
Right now. Hey, Vin's wife. Vin, he loves you.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's.
And he couldn't be happier.
Yep.
And
he didn't get you a present in the traditional sense, but in a way, isn't this a present? No. He should have got you a present.
He should have, probably. But this is kind of like something that money can't buy.
Mm.
But you need to pay the subscription fee still.
Also, he did pay us for this. And if he is giving you a present now, that's because we've now guilted him into getting you a present.
Yeah.
You're welcome for the present.
Yeah.
And have a great Valentine's.
Marry us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. We're pretty witty and charming.
I don't know if we're witty and charming. We've got microphones.
We're on a podcast.
Gotcha
there, Vin.
I don't know.
Thing is, I don't know. Flowers, give flowers.
Well, yeah, because I haven't got a gift for my girlfriend.
Oh, but you haven't either?
No, because it's fine, because she doesn't listen. But why should I get it?
Okay. You should.
I'm just thinking, get some flowers.
Yeah, flowers, definitely. But you can't just get flowers.
Honestly,
flowers are great.
I think Valentine's Day is a kind of a crock of shit.
Well, wasn't it created by Hallmark or some bullshit like that? Yeah. I think, but joke's on them. Nobody's buying greeting cards anymore.
Your industry's dead.
Yeah. Actually, they're probably still making a ton of money. But I think it's fine. I'm okay with Valentine's Day. Mm. I actually am. I know that the idea of it was created just because they wanted to sell more shit, literally. But I think the idea of, and I'm single at the moment, so I can say this, that it's just sort of nice to be like, hey, this is one day where we're like, one gives people the opportunity who are single to be like, okay, that gives you that extra bit of courage. Like, okay, I'm going to talk to the girl that I've been interested in.
Vin's wife.
Vin's wife. And say, hey, how's the marriage going? I actually think it's a nice, and it's a nice day in the end.
I don't disagree. I think the idea of the day is nice. Mm-hmm. What I don't like, and it's the same problem I have with engagements. Is the thing of, well, if you love them, I mean, you want to spend the money, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
You shouldn't have to buy something on a certain day to show that you love someone.
Yeah,
just be a nice guy. And it's Valentine's Day, so spend the day with them and be like, you know, I love you, and here's some flowers.
So, Vin, tell her that.
Yeah.
But it's not about the money I spent. Yeah. I mean, it won't work because women are programmed to need things.
It's not about the money I spent, but here is the receipt.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah,
I get nothing. What should I buy for? Never mind. Don't remember. All right. That was Ask Me Anything. If you would like to write into us, you can reach us at Reddit Podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T Podcast at gmail.com, at Facebook and at Twitter. You could tell Vin what he needs to get his wife.
Yeah, that's true. Do it quickly.
Yeah.
You know, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be trouble. Well, if you email us really soon we'll pass it on to Vin before tomorrow.
We promise we might do that.
I don't know, maybe. Or you could also answer the questions, what would you be murdered for? Or who's your attorney going to be? Things of those that nature. And also, you can just ask us whatever you'd like.
That's true. Ask us anything you'd like at all.
Well, that's the show. I guess, read you later.
Later. Hey, I did it. You didn't expect that.
You make me feel better because I was made to send that. Okay, bye.